Hello, and welcome back to another rendition of Is Your Favorite Rockstar a Horrible Person? And today is going to be our first triple whammy. We're going to be doing two current members of Weezer and one past member of Weezer. Now, first we will talk about Brian Bell. So Brian has a number of allegations that allege he was having inappropriate conversations with minors as young as 12 years old. There's weird things such as him giving them his social security number, and I've even seen some fans bring up situations like this one right here where he was behaving incredibly inappropriately. And allegedly, it's been a big open secret for many years now that Brian behaves this way. Now, there hasn't been any update on this just because the people who first came forward and showed screenshots of their conversations with Brian, they apparently did not want these to be leaked to the public, and they accidentally were reportedly, you know, starting to get bullied and just deleted everything to save themselves. Which, speaking out about that sort of behavior is brave in general. Now, putting it on somebody who is famous, I can only imagine the backlash that someone would get for that. So it's just a little strange that it seems to be a well-known thing about Brian, and nothing has ever been said from him or the band. He's still touring with them, so it seems that they're not concerned. The whole situation is just really weird. Burying it, not saying anything. And one of my followers, Natalie, was so kind enough to send me a link to a zine from the 90s where it's just a weird story about Brian going to his high school prom, even though he's 8 years out of high school. A lot of people play it off as a joke, and it could be a joke, but I don't know, it still rubs me the wrong way. And the fact that everybody is so quiet on this is very suspicious. Next, we will be talking about former Weezer member Matt Sharp. So Matt started dating his current girlfriend Brianna when she was just 16 and he was 43 years old. She was apparently a fan, she had a Weezer tattoo, and she met Matt at a meet and greet. Brianna posted this tweet to her Twitter saying, "A year and a half with Matt," and that was in 2014 when she was just 17, so if we do the math, it's disgusting. Brianna was born in late 1996, which is before both the Blue Album and Pinkerton came out. And this whole story makes me feel incredibly ill. And then we have Scott Schreiner. He's a big old Zionist, and while I was checking his Twitter for confirmation, if you check his likes, you can see he is liking pro-Israel tweets. Which is disgusting, free Palestine. Between these three and the weird stuff that I talked about Rivers doing, I'm staying away from Weezer with a 10-foot pole. Although I probably don't have to worry about Matt, seeing as I am an adult. He'll probably stay away from me with a 10-foot pole.